Welcome back. Okay, Pastor, you've stated two reasons why we have the anointing so much in this our generation. You said because it is promised, and you refer to Hosea, Joel, and James.
Yes.
And you also said because of deceit. Yeah, are these the only two major reasons? Or are there?
Yeah, because the Lord, the scriptures promise a revival. You know, that will culminate into the rapture, known as the latter rain or the former rain. So, and we know that we are the end time, but it will be impersonated. That's why Christ warned us where we read.
In Matthew 24.
The first thing he says is, take heed that no man deceives you. How will they deceive you? He said, for many shall come in my name, in that verse 5, Matthew 24, that I am Christ. Christ here is anointed. That I am anointed. And what would happen?
Deceive many.
They would deceive many. Deceive many. You know. So you have to know that what is happening now is fulfilling scriptures that we have been warned against. But more importantly, it is a sign of the end. And it's of the coming of the Lord.
So the mighty manifestation of the anointing is a sign of the coming of the Lord.
It is from both. Both God himself is anointing his people, and Satan is deceiving his people.
Okay, so God is anointing his people, and Satan is deceiving his people.
Because you see that in 1 Thessalonians, chapter 2, you know, from verse 7, because it is a mystery. And they are all using the same anointing.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7.
Yes. Okay.
For the mystery of iniquity doth already walk. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming.
That will be the end of the deceiver, yes?
Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan.
You see it now.
With all power and signs and lying wonders.
They will come with all power. With signs and lying wonders. That is the anointed ones at the end time.
And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish.
Okay, now.
Because they receive not the love of
truth. Because they can only target people who are ordained to be deceived.
That they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion.
Yes.
That they should believe a lie.
Yes.
That they all might be damned who believed not the truth.
Thank you.
But had pleasure in unrighteousness.
Thank you. Now you said, why is there so much manifestation of anointing?
Yes, sir.
Is the answer I'm trying to give you now. You know, now you notice that the church of Jesus Christ, the church of Jesus Christ is a mixed multitude. In Matthew 13, it let us know the parable of the wheat and tares.
Yes, sir.
The good seed is sown, and then the enemy comes to the same church.
Planted tares.
Then he said, let them grow together. Can we read it from verse 24, Matthew 13?
Okay. Matthew 13, from verse 24.
Yes.
Another parable put it forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
Yes.
But while men slept.
It was while men slept. Now, when you say, who are these men that slept?
The apostolic fathers.
Thank you very much. The holders of the faith. Yes.
But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also.
You are seeing the composition of the church now. You notice there are two groups of people in the church. Yes.
So the servants of the household that came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then art it tares? He said unto them, An enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, will thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn.
Now, see the interpretation. Verse 36.
Verse 36.
Yes.
Then Jesus sent the multitude away. And went into the house. Yes. And his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that sweats the good seed is the son of man.
Thank you.
The field is the world.
The world. Mm-hmm.
The good seed are the children of the kingdom. Uh-huh. But the tares are the children of the wicked one.
Uh-huh.
The enemy that sowed them is the devil.
Uh-huh.
The harvest is the end of the world.
The end of the world.
Uh-huh. And the reapers are the angels.
The reapers are the angels, messengers from God. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire,
uh-huh,
so shall it be in the end of this world.
See what will happen, verse 41.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels.
Who will he send forth?
His angels.
Who will he send forth?
His angels.
To do what?
And they shall gather out of his kingdom
they
all things
that
offend. They
gather out of the kingdom all things that offend the tares.
Mm. And them which do iniquity.
And them which do iniquities, but in his kingdom, in the church, not the whole world. In his kingdom. His kingdom is the church.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire.
Uh-huh.
There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
Uh-huh.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father. Who art yes to hear,
let him hear.
So, go back again. If you go to the parable, this is what he said in verse 30. Let both wheat and tares go together. What will happen?
Until the harvest.
Uh-huh.
And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers,
uh-huh,
gather you together.
The harvest is the rapture.
Mm-hmm.
By the time the rapture is coming, what will happen?
I will say to the reapers.
Reapers. Here, the interpretation, those reapers are his angels.
That's right.
His angels are his messengers.
Yes, mm-hmm, sir.
Okay?
Gather you together first, the tares.
Who are they to gather first?
The tares.
Okay, so that you know which ministry goes forth first.
Mm. Mm.
So that you know why we are not known yet. Go on.
And bind them in bundles, uh-huh, to burn them.
Uh-huh.
But gather the wheat.
Then later on, the wheat will be gathered. To where?
Into my barn.
And where is the barn? It's the rapture.
Of course, amen.
Do you understand? Now, the mystery about it all is that it's because
why is there so much manifestation?
Why is there so much manifestation?
Anointing.
It is because it is time to gather.
It's time to gather.
Because in the days of Luther, we didn't hear of such mighty manifestations.
No, it is time to gather. It's sending these anointed ones to gather those who were planted by the devil. Who are those who are planted by the devil?
The tares.
The tares. What is a tear? The tear is there to stop the wheat from growing. Who are there for the tares? It is the worldliness imported into the church. So that you cannot even determine, separate, you know, a true Christian from an unbeliever. They are all going to the church. They are all going to the church. So there must be a separation. And he uses it. It's an anointing. It goes by an anointing. It goes with an anointing. Because the purpose of anointing is to catch attention. They have no love for truth. Therefore, he will send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Therefore, he will anoint a liar. You say, what is that possible?
Anoint a liar.
He will anoint a liar.
My God.
Is it possible?
Yeah, is it possible?
No way, sir. That's what I'm asking you. God will anoint the liar.
Because you are still asking, why is there so much manifestation? This is what it is supposed to achieve. To gather the wheat and the tares.
Okay.
Separate the wheat from the tares.
Okay, sir. A follow-up question. Like we can see on the screen now, can we say all these anointing and manifestations, as we'll see on the screen now, are from God?
Yeah, because it is strange to ask, but we have to ask.
Yeah.
Because there are so many anointings. Are they all from God?
So you want to show some of them?
Yes, sir. Let's sit back and watch some mighty manifestations in Christendom.
Transferred.
Thank you, Lord. Come and sit on this chair. Sit on it. Ema Subrahate. Somare Siba Kaya Diboli Kabaya. Look at that.
have seen the impossible become possible.
These two sisters, God is touching them too. You too, you too. God has touched you. You too. You too, you too, Mama. You too, God has touched you. Receive yours. You too, sir. You too. You too, brother. God has touched you. You too. Take it, you too. You, sister, you. God has touched you. You too. You too. You too. You too. You, you also. You. You. God has touched you. You. Take it. God has touched you. God has touched you. Take it also. You. You. You too. Sister. You. You, sir. You too. Mama, God has touched you. You too also. God has touched you. Take it, take it. Yeah. You are healed because you are sick. You too, take it. You too, take it. Take it. You too, God has touched you. You too, you too. You too, you too. You too, God has touched you. God has touched you too. He has touched you. You too, sir. You too, you too, you too. You also, sister, you are running away. You too. You too, God has touched you. You too, sir. God has touched you. This man, help this man. God has touched this man. Sir, receive it. God has touched you. You too, you too. This, you too, you too. You too. You are a demon. You are a demon, you. You are a demon. Leave my sister. Yeah? You say what? You too, sir. Take it. Take it. With him. With him also. You too, Mama. God has touched you. God has touched you also. Take it. Receive it. You are healed. Let me touch you. You are healed. Yes, yes.
Attack my legs. DVT. Attack Indian witchcraft.
Come here. That's why I'm telling you. God is telling me that you are healed. So do you feel pains?
Yes. I cannot have. My foot is from my foot up to here. Affliction and sickness. Over 5 years, I've been up and down. From church to church, from country to country, up to now.
Today you are healed. Let me pray for you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands and close your eyes in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name. Check the pains. Show me where the pain is now. Check the pain.
My foot, you know. Where? I cannot win. My foot have a pain.
Are they still having pain now? Jump.
I have operation here.
Look at me. Do what I'm doing. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Jump. Any pain? Any pain? In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Jesus Christ, who are you? Hey, come here. Who are you? Speak out.
Oh, I'm the king of this land. I am the king.
King where?
Of the river.
How many powers do you have?
Three strong power. One from the water, one from the forest, and one from the mountain.
What have you done to him?
I want him to serve me. He refused to serve me. His father's father served me. And I chose him to fast me. He shall not progress.
How do you use the powers?
I use the power to make a love to man.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ, out of him! Out! In Jesus' name, you are free.
I'm Prophet Pastor Wisdom Jumbo.
Because when we begin to preach, we release air, we release spirits. The Greek word is pneuma. It means wind. It comes out in the word. I didn't touch him. That's the spirit. That's the spirit. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
The anointing. It is the anointing. Rivers of living water shall flow.
That's why people fall. When the spirit contacts your spirit, it overwhelms your spirit. That's the Holy Ghost contacting a man's spirit. They're like signals. And when the spirit moves into your spirit and takes a hold of your spirit, anything can happen. It is used in blessing and it is used in judgment. For God's children, it is used in blessing.
In the name of the Lord, we release the signs and wonders anointing on every pastor.
Touch, 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 touch.
Minister to them, Pastor, please. You just lift your hands and it's already on you. All you have to do now is just go release it.
That's an anointing.
Thank you. Oh my God. It's okay.
The battle continues. It's coming here. Our people were simply because you cannot walk alone. A dangerous stomach problem. After she went to village according to her, she came back. This situation started. Watch out. There is no strength remaining. All things are possible in the domain of the nature of prophet, in the world miracle headquarter, in the world front, transforming the life of people, changing their story from good, from bad to good. Watch him. About to save the young lady. Look at the powerhouse. What's the powerhouse? What's the Buddha, sir? Lifting up the young lady. What's the dangerous entity? The battle himself, the war, the finisher, the indestructible, undefeatable, unstoppable. Watch your speed. Watch your speed. Watch your speed. This is dangerous. This is dangerous. This is a mysterious entity. Supernatural, operating in the midst of natural men. A man that had 900 billion powers to deal with issues of life. To deal with the powers of hell. What the lion, the grandson of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the war, the battle finisher. Watch him dealing with that demon. Watch him again. Watch him again. Watch the powerhouse. Watch the powerhouse. Watch him. You can watch the young lady. She's no longer, the young lady is no longer moving her body. Watch the powerhouse lifting. Watch the powerhouse. The action. Watch the action. This is mystery. In the Christ kingdom, eyes have not seen. The nature is working in the spirit, dealing with that demon that wanted to kill her. That is what going on right now. Watch the eyes of the young lady. Watch the eyes, watch the stomach, watch her. Watch her eyes, watch her. It seems as if she's about to give up. That is the power. That is the power. Watch her, watch her, watch the war. The battle going on in between the general, the commander of heavenly battalions. Watch her, watch him dealing with the powers of darkness. And don't know from anybody to watch him. Watch him, watch him, watch him. Watch him, watch the major is dealing with now. He's the resurrection and life. Whosoever comes to him, even if he die, will come back to life. We want to make a prophet. Watch him dissecting and downloading that stomach. Where the demon is hidden, where the evil projection is hidden, where the spirit is hidden, what the nature dissecting everything, all over her body, resetting. This is mystery. The kingdom of God has come upon us in a mysterious way. This is revelation. Come on, Jesus, I can get the battle finisher, the war himself. The action. Now, could Jesus, okay?
Jesus.
How are you feeling?
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, okay?
You are free now. You
thank
are free.
Thank you, Jesus.
You cannot see the stomach pain. You cannot see the stomach pain. You cannot see the stomach pain. You can feel strength now.
Thank
you. You feel strength now. You feel strength now. Are you just watching like that? Who is clapping for Jesus of Nazareth? The God of the major one. Look at her running.
Thank
look
you,
at
Jesus.
Her. Look at her. She feels free.
The power that positions your children. The power that came on the day of Pentecost in the upper room. Father, release that power here now. 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 If you just answer me, amen. A faithful amen. You may be the reason why the Holy Ghost delayed this till now. If you can answer me, amen, very loud. You are watching me wherever you are, even in that your room, even in your room now. He's here. He's omnipresent. He's omniscient. He's there with you now. Everyone under the influence of my voice, and you can say amen to my pronouncement. I say, receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the Holy Ghost and fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm saying it four times. Receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire somebody in the name of Jesus Christ. Receive the fire that fell on the day of Pentecost in the name of Jesus. Receive the power that come by fire. Holy Ghost! That is the Holy Ghost fire, 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 fire. How many for today? How many for today? Catch them, catch them. Catch them from the foundation of the world, they belong to you. Catch the end time army. We are the end time army. Where are they? He baptizes with fire. When that fire is upon you, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against you shall prosper. Anywhere you go, you
mighty manifestation, sir. Can we say all this anointing, including yours, because we saw by the assembly church. Yes. Can we say all these anointing and manifestations are from God?
Let me put it this way. First and foremost, when it comes to manifestations, the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 speaks about different manifestations.
Yes, sir.
But the same
spirit.
That's
true.
Different operations. Different administration.
That's right.
But the same spirit.
That's right.
When it comes to the things of the spirit, the move of the spirit, you can't really say it must be like this or it must be like that, because people tend to, you know, judge such things very easily. All of us sometimes are guilty of it because we have a mindset of if it is of God, you know, it should be.
Yes. Way.
Yeah, but that question is very, very, very relevant. It's, you know, that all this anointing and all this manifestation, do we say they are from God? Mm-hmm. Not all are from God.
Not all.
Mm. Not all are from God.
Mm. Why do you say so, sir? Mm.
Because 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Mm. Let's read it from verse 13.
2 Corinthians chapter 11 from verse 13.
Yes.
Okay.
For such are false apostles,
yes,
deceitful workers.
Mm. Can you see?
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
So they are the ones that transform themselves. Mm. It's not God.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
They transform themselves.
No, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Life.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of
righteousness. So the minister of God is anointed by God.
Sure.
The minister of Satan, therefore, will be anointed by Satan.
Sure, sir.
So, sir,
all anointing cannot be from God.
So, you are saying we have ministers that are truly anointed?
I'm not the one saying, you just read it in the Bible. He said his ministers. Satan has ministers.
And these are different from the reapers.
Now, thank you. That is why I'm coming. Now, we also have reapers.
Okay.
The reapers there are, you see, there is the difference between the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Now, God can decide to use anybody to achieve his own purpose. I hope you know that the Bible said God created even good and evil. Evil against the evil day. Do you know that God referred to Pharaoh as a servant?
As a servant, that's right.
Nebuchadnezzar as a servant. Cyrus as his servant. Were they Jews?
No, sir.
Do you also know that Balaam had the ability to contact the God of Israel?
He had the ability to inquire. That's right, sir.
He had the ability.
That's true, sir.
Was he a Jew?
At all.
No. But he prophesied. Now, what really happened is that These are people when God wants to use even an animal. Do you know that even on the road, God can use a madman to talk to you, give you a prophecy?
Sure.
So now, but depend on the purpose. So are they servants of God? They are servants of God. God will just call anybody that's available. He chooses who he wants to choose. And then anoints you for the purpose he has called you. If he's going to send the reapers to separate the wheat from the chaff, certainly he will use men. He will now, but now watch it. These men that he uses, they are also of two categories. He will need a liar to do a lying spirit, a ministry.
Okay.
You say this, go to the story of Ahab.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Now, he was having a meeting so that the prophecy concerning Ahab will come to pass.
Yes, sir.
That the prophet gave. Bring this idea, bring this idea. The Bible says a lying spirit came, saying he knows what to do. He will minister lies to his prophets. So that spirit that went, that anointing that went, we will now say it was from God. Because God told him, okay, go.
He will prosper.
And he went and he did the job very well until Ahab died. Because that was the purpose. The same thing we see in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The same thing. The mystery of iniquity is a mystery to pastors, prophets, wherever they are, to hear the things they are telling them. And they'll be telling them lies. So that they will believe that lie according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. In believing that lie, they will go and be destroyed because they are not part of the kingdom. They were not planted there by God. So, you see, this thing is so much, you know, sometimes when I turn and I look at the church and I see, you know, same people and I see, you know, some of us who are revelated, we are not surprised what we see, whatever is going on. But you see those who are not as revelated as we are, you know, getting stumbled by what they see, the confusion that is going on in Christendom. But thank God for the light of the gospel.
Amen.
In this end time.
Amen.
So, they fall under this category. Lies. But anointed, so that they can preach their lies. So the question is, can we say all these anointing and manifestations are from God?
From God.
This is how far I can tell you, because God allowed it. It's fulfilling his purpose. So I can say, yes, they are from God. Because the anointing that God releases, it is to separate two groups. One brings the wheat, takes care of them, prepares them for the rapture. The other one separates them and prepares them for hellfire. So they are all to fulfill God's purpose. That's why we say, yes, they are from God. That is one.
Okay.
Then there's one that is not from God at all. It is the invasion by the enemy. Now, these are a group of anointed. This one is not anointed by God, anointed by the devil. Because remember, every anointing from God, every grace, every gift from God can be impersonated. Now, these two groups of people have inverted the Christian faith. They are motivational speakers that have transformed themselves into pastors. So God didn't call them.
They called themselves.
They brought them. They just saw where, you know, their market. Profession, their market is their profession, sell. Their career will bring much more for them if they use the Bible. And if you are going to use the Bible, then you must take upon yourself some title, Bible title. Then the voodoo people, Babalawo, native doctors.
Witch doctors.
Witches, witch doctor. That this like the witch of Endor. Like a Balaam.
Sorcerer.
Sorcerers. They have the ability to see vision for you. They have ability to do supernatural things around you by their demonic powers. And since they seem to be losing markets, they are also manifesting at this end time. They transform themselves to the angel of light. They change their symbol from native doctor to prophet doctor. Prophet doctor.
Instead of native doctor.
All of, you know, they are the ones, you know them by their titles. They just want recognition by all means. So they look for something that will make them look Christian. So that's why they have to take upon themselves bishop, doctor, prophet, professor, or reverend. See, you know, all this one man, that is it for you to know. Say, now Christian, who I want. Now, Bible, his Bible is as big as anything. Then he's wearing a big cross. Then he's dressing like the Christian bishops, like the Christian, and then everybody's tripping there. But it is nothing but Satan transforming himself into angel of light, sorcery in the name of Jesus.
So we have those that are anointed by God for delusion.
Two categories.
For delusion.
And then we have the invasion of Christianity by Satan's agents. Wow, this is great. And then we have the true servants
of God. The true servants of God to prepare the bride for home going.
Three categories of ministers. Okay, so then how do we differentiate between the true servants of God? I remember some time ago last year, you preached a sermon. I don't know if Gabriel can remember. Janes and Jambres.
And Jambres.
The ministry of Janes and Jambres.
Yes.
It was a very, very interesting and popular sermon when you preached it here. How do we tell the difference between a true servant of God and the one that is just anointed by Satan and the one who is pushed?
There's a tear. There's there to
just
gather.
A reaper, that's anointed by God, but yet false.
It's very simple. There are two things here. Number one, a servant of God, whatever ministry he does, gives glory to God. Gives glory to God. He brings the people to God.
Wonderful.
He points the people to God. Okay. But the false ones point the people to himself. Like their father. Lucifer. I will be like this. I will be. Therefore, he takes a follower of Christ and diverts them to be his followers.
So any minister will see pointing people to himself.
To his, how great he is, how you should follow him, how you should listen to him, how you should do this. In fact, it creates the impression that you can't get to God except through him. That is never a servant of God.
Wonderful.
No matter what the anointing. But there's always an anointing behind such people.
Yes, sir.
Because there's a statement made by a preacher. I thank God that this statement has been made. Benny Hinn made a statement about how that you cannot touch a servant of God. In fact, if you touch a servant of God, your punishment will be severe. And there's a video on that. I'd like us to see that video. I want you to comment on it, sir. If that is, which category should we place such a preacher?
Okay.
That's the word of God, my brother. I've seen many a man fall apart for touching preachers. Never touch them. Never. Kenneth Copeland got sick one day. I honor him for that. He got very sick one day. Ken Copeland got very sick one day. And said, Lord, why am I sick? He said, because you touched Benny. You spoke against Benny in Australia. Ken Copeland came to see me. He said, Brother Benny, I was in Australia and I was speaking privately to some preachers and I attacked you. Please, I have to ask your forgiveness. I said, Ken, why would you do that? Why would you ask my... He says, because if I don't ask your forgiveness, God will never forgive me. I honor him for that. He said, I got so sick in Australia, I couldn't even preach. And I said, why, Lord? He said, because you touched Benny. Go ask his forgiveness. A man of God came to me and said, I've touched you. I'll never do it again. Brother, I was shaken up when he did that. Because a man of God understood the principle of the kingdom. And he and I are the best of friends. It began that day. Never forget what I just said here. Touch not the anointed. You know, people say, well, the scripture in Psalm says, touch not my anointed, it means Israel. You're right, it did mean the people of Israel. But never forget, there are many other scriptures in Samuel where David said, don't touch Saul, the anointed. Brother, he was wicked, very wicked. But you touch the anointed, sickness results. That's what happened to the people of Israel when they came against Moses. That's what happened to Miriam, his sister, when she came against him because of the Ethiopian woman. Leprosy struck his own sister. And the only reason Aaron did not die when he attacked his brother was because he was still wearing the priesthood's garment.
So that's the video. The man of God is... He's giving us a picture that you don't touch a servant of God, a man of God. He's painting it in such a way, like you don't even touch them at all. No matter what, don't touch him at all.
No, but we must understand the context he's bringing, which can also be abused.
Wow.
Yes, it is true. When God sends his servant, he backs him up. Anything that will frustrate that ministry, God will fight for him.
That's right.
You're trying to obstruct him, or you're trying to frustrate him. So you have to catch it. That is it. Now here am I. You know, the examples he gave. You know, we have Samuel,
Miriam,
Saul.
Saul, David.
Yes, Saul and David.
David.
He was a king. He was a king. There was an anointing that was on him because he was anointed king. For that office that he was occupying must be respected. It was not Saul that demanded it.
It's a revelation
that he knew that the oil is on him. I must be careful because he knows he who call him will be behind him. He had the opportunity to kill him. But you know that you should leave God and who call him to deal with him, not you. So he left in recognition of the oil that was upon him. The same thing also, he gave another example.
Moses, Miriam, and
Moses, the same thing. Moses, God had to let you know, Miriam, that though you are related, I am with him. You don't frustrate his work.
That's true.
It happens with women and their husbands that are anointed. You know, it's not easy for a woman to recognize the grace of God and know her limit in dealing with him. So, and God will somehow do something that will let the woman know that this is my servant, be careful with him. So also, all of us, when that oil comes upon us, God is with us. In the course of your duty, anybody tries to frustrate you, that is touch not. Touch not there is don't frustrate his work. It's not saying that when you see him doing something wrong, you should not correct him. But that in the course of his job, don't frustrate him. That is the touch not. Now, there are servants of God, ministers, pastors, that I'm misapplying this scripture. I'm putting fear on the people.
Exactly.
That is why Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 5, read the first four verses there if you are
okay.
there.
Okay. The elders which are among you, yes. I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ. And
so
also
the elders here are leaders in the church generally, not elders by age. It's leaders in the church.
And also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed.
Thank you.
Feed the flock
of God. So because they are the ones that feed the flock. That is, feed what? With the
feed
word.
Feed the flock of God which is among you. Taking the oversight thereof. Not by conscience.
Can you see? It's not by constrained them to do it what?
But willingly.
Willingly.
Not for feeding Lucas.
Not but because of any conventional reason.
But of a ready mind.
Uh-huh.
Neither has been Lord.
Now,
over
is,
God's
that
heritage.
Is the verse I'm looking for. Neither has been Lord over God's heritage.
But being examples to the flock.
Now, that's where I am going. You know, now when you begin to see yourself and rule over the church with fear until you do anything, people are afraid to check you. You do anything, people are afraid to point it out to you. Then you are already lording over it, because a lord is one who has a final say over you. You don't argue with your Lord.
That's right.
When he speaks, it is finished. You don't question it. Yes. Now, when a preacher reaches a stage where his actions cannot be questioned, and you do that by casting fear upon the people, you are not being a lord over God's heritage. That is not touching the Lord's anointed.
Okay.
You catch a pastor on top of a woman, on top of committing fornication, committing adultery, then you tell you touch the Lord's anointed. You see the pastor in an unchristian condition, then you say, I will not talk. Then you will now know that there is a responsibility also laid on you, you know, to also talk to that pastor.
Okay.
To make him, you know, amend his ways.
All right. So we're still talking about to differentiate between the true servants from
false
servant.
That's right.
Yeah, so you've given us one. He said a servant of God gives glory to God.
Yes.
He brings the people to God. But the false servants point the people to
himself.
Now, look at these two anointed groups of people.
Okay.
One is Jannes and Jambres. Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3 lets us know the names of those two magicians that were in the palace of Pharaoh. When Moses was sent by God to go to tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
Yes, sir.
Now, Egypt is a type of the world. Israel is a type of God's children in the world.
Okay.
The Lord, in Deuteronomy 18, the Lord thy God shall raise a prophet like unto me. Moses was talking about Christ.
Amen.
If it's been likened unto him, then he's talking about an Exodus.
Amen.
Moses was sent to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt to take them to a promised land.
That's true, sir.
Christ was sent to redeem us from this earth, from the world, and take us to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Now, so Moses is a type of Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now, the same thing, therefore, Pharaoh is that principality and power that is holding the children of God in bondage. But he had with him there ministers that were anointed. Every power that Moses had, the sign that Moses had, they had the ability also to reproduce it. Moses told Pharaoh, I am a servant of God. The Lord said, I should tell you to let his people
go.
Of course, what is the sign that you are from God? God had prepared Moses.
That's true.
What did God, because Moses asked God, they will not believe me. How would they know I'm from you? This is where Satan has hijacked. It's supposed, the signs and wonders and miracles and everything, is supposed to be a vindication that you are from God. But now, everyone is using it.
Yes, sir.
Which is what the story of what happened in the palace of Pharaoh is supposed to teach us. So, Pharaoh asked Moses, what's the sign that God has sent you? And you know he's risking his life.
That's true.
Because if you don't show, you are finished. He's a king.
That's right.
Power over life and death.
That's true.
Moses must have been very bold, but there must be something that gave him that boldness. He knew he had the backing of God.
Amen.
And he got there. He threw the stick down. The stick became snake. He picked it up again. It became
a rod.
Pharaoh, is that what they are boasting of? He called his, what did he call them?
Magicians.
They are magicians.
Sorcerers.
Sorcerers. They came by the invocation in Kateshua and produced the same thing.
Wow.
Now, to answer your question.
Yes, sir.
Because I should still make reference to this story later, but just to answer your question. But the difference between Moses and Jannes and Jambres, on the other hand, is that Moses went with that sign, with a message that follows that sign. That's why God told Moses, if they will not believe the voice of the first sign, they will believe the voice of the second sign.
Hallelujah.
There is always a voice that follows the sign. The ministry of Moses was not to turn sticks to snakes.
Amen.
There is a voice, there is a message. Those magicians also have a message.
They too had the message.
They had a message.
Right.
Yes.
Wow.
What is the message of Moses? Let my people go. If this is the sign from your God that I should believe and let the people go, let me show you a sign that should make me keep them in bondage. Jannes and Jambres. Oh, yeah. And they came to show it. They have always been the sorcerers behind him.
That's right.
They have always been the magician behind him. That encourages him to torment these Jews. So, why Jannes and Jambres are saying, keep them in bondage. Keep them, don't release them to go. Moses on is, let my people get out of worldliness. Get out. Be not unequally yoked with unbeliever. Come out from among my people. Come out because destruction is coming. But Jannes and Jambres said, it doesn't matter. Continue with your bondage. That is the difference between the one sent from God and the one sent from the devil.
The Moses kind of ministry.
In fact, he has already answered it that God cannot call you, anoint you so mightily without giving you a message.
Without a message. And that is why there must be a voice behind the sign. And you see all the anointing that is going on today. I have no problem with you carry it on the hand, or a breeze in your mouth, or your shoe, or so much around you, or you put it on the seat. These are all signs. Now, if anybody has been watching the Bright Television, you will have noticed sometimes, you know, we almost want to joke, you know, you know, with the signs. And it's very easy for somebody to go off. I used to do that. When I would tell the angel, go and throw him here, and he would do it.
Wow.
Go and sit there, he would do it. And then it occurred to me one day that this anointing is not for entertainment. It's not for entertainment. Why am I doing it? What do I want to achieve? Then after it happened, they clap hand for me. Maybe, you know, it's a manifestation. Like, you know, the mystery is so deep, you can't even understand it. But the only thing that checks you is the knowledge of the word. Okay, Tuesday, our No More Bondage program on Tuesday. After the session where I was praying for certain people, you will have noticed there were two young girls that I was ministering to.
Yes.
And they want to run away under the anointing.
They couldn't.
Then I said, bring them. And with microphone, I was saying, you want to run? Now, if the angel don't finish with you, you will not be able to
go.
Yeah,
I remember.
I say, okay, but if you are strong,
you can go.
You can go, let me see. Right. And then they are battling. They want to run. Something seemed to push them back. And everybody is looking at it. Now it looks like entertainment. You understand?
It's
a manifestation of the Spirit. It's a grace you have. And you choose, you know,
how to use it.
Now, then eventually, and I went to one of them. When I knew that the Spirit was over, I said, so you could not go? I said, try now, run, 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 let's see. And everybody was watching, and they were all surprised. She can't go. Then I now say, okay, now you are free. You can go. And then she started going. And then everybody is looking at me. This man is very anointed. This very anointed. Now, will you say that is my ministry? That's not my ministry.
So your ministry is not to tie people and
lose. No.
Not to chain people and let them go.
No, but it's a sign. It is a sign.
Amen.
You know, that you follow a voice.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So when they come, after all that sign, now they have known that I am from God. What is the message? That is how you will know whether they are of God or not. Is it to make you to continue to be worldly with messages like, no, it doesn't matter. You can dress like a man, woman. You can paint. No, it doesn't matter. Everything the Bible speaks, you talk against it. You are Janes and Jambres ministry.
Wonderful.
So to discern or judge, we check the voice behind the sign.
Yes.
So no matter what we see, a man of God coming to say he's major this, he's super this.
No matter the demon that is speaking there,
like
we must judge.
The giver flies off the city.
And he's healing the sick. There is no, the message that we have is the ministry of reconciliation. The ministry every pastor, every minister has, every minister of the fivefold is to reconcile the sinner back to his maker. There is no fivefold ministry for healing. There is no fivefold ministry for discernment.
So you can't have a healing ministry.
You have a body gift, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, within the body. But to gather people and all you do
is healing,
is discern them. You are from Sokoto. Your name is Sokoto. You are from this. You are Nyejaka. You work in Bright TV. You are this and that. At the end, hey, yes, go on, man of God, go on. They're excited. We should be excited that God is talking to us. All this. I used to say, you know, when people don't know their scripture, what are you getting excited for? If I say your name is Gabriel Yejaka, why are you excited? Am I telling you something you don't know?
No.
Do you understand?
Yes,
you are correct. It is only to make you have faith in what I want to tell you. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 13.
Oh, my.
It's getting tough.
Verse 1.
Amen.
Okay, Deuteronomy 13 from verse 1.
Yes.
If there arise among you a prophet.
If there arise among you a prophet.
Or a dreamer of dreams.
Or a dreamer of dreams.
And give thee a sign or a wonder.
And that,
and the sign and the wonder come to pass.
It come to pass. That sign, it come to pass.
That's right.
Saying, the sign come to pass. The snake. The stick. Turn to snake. Janus and Jambri.
Saying, let us go after other gods.
But after that. Listen to the message. He said you should do what?
Let us go after other gods.
And there are other gods. There is another Jesus. There is another spirit. And there's another gospel.
Hey.
Let us go after other gods which thou hast not known.
Which have now.
And let us serve them. Verse 3. Thou shalt not hearken unto the words
of
that prophet.
You are not to hearken unto the words of that prophet. Don't follow that prophet no matter what discernment he has made.
Or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God proveth you.
He put them also, that's one of the purpose.
To know whether ye love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
To test and separate the miracle seekers from those who truly want to serve God.
So we should always check the message.
The message they are preaching. The message they are preaching. Anybody that comes to your church, a sinner comes to your church and goes. And there is nothing he has heard that day that will add value to his spiritual life, his fellowship with the Spirit of God, his relationship with God. He has only gone to a theater.
Okay. All right. On this note, we'll quickly take a short break. And when we'll come back, we'll continue this interesting discussion. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.